the shortest time in the job.
Yeah.
In the early 60s, I started work at a baking warehouse in Manchester at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. The manager said, what size shoes? I said, 9. He said, oh, we haven't got these safety shoes to fit you.
Yeah.
So he gave me £20 to go into town and buy a pair.
And?
I got on the bus and that was it.
So how long do you think?
I was in 10 minutes, exactly.
I worked behind a till in Virgin Records for 1 hour, and I said, that's the shortest amount of time in a job. Now here we have Peter, 10 minutes in a bacon warehouse.
That's one, damn it.
Yeah.
It was only £15 a week wages. This was
early. It does seem an act of folly to give someone more than their week's wages to go and buy some safety shoes.
He gave me £20, a brand new pair of overalls, and told me which shop on Market Street to go to.
Yeah.
I got on the bus and I thought, sod it, mate.
That's it. So trousered it. That is why the country flat on its back, and God bless it. I think that's fair enough.
Because
who amongst us out there, thank you very much, Peter, who amongst us out there working in a bacon warehouse would not take it, be paid off immediately you turned up for a job? That's a great thing, isn't it?
If the weekly wages were £15, why would they give him £20?
Exactly.
What kind of shoes?
Can
you imagine what Darren Anderson's shoes would be like now? These shoes would be £3,000, they did.
Bump someone else to it, they're knocking around. 9-4, and this will be Mark. Here we go. So, Mark, what do you want to tell us, Mark?
Hi, Danny. I want to talk to you about someone who works the shortest time in a job.
This is the
Workshop Pop.
This is the Workshop Pop. Hats off to Paul Merson.
Well, we saw before, I'm a kids entertainer. There is a guy who I work locally with, who at kids' parties and working men's clubs, pulls up in the car park at the Village Hall, looks in the window. If he doesn't like the looks of the kids, he gets in his car and goes on. Yeah, I mean, if he's doing like a kid's birthday party, and he turns up, he looks in and he thinks, you know, they're looking a bit rough, they're looking a bit, well, we don't like the look of that 6-year-old, 7-year-old, they look a bit rough.
He goes.
Same he does with working men's clubs. You turn up in the car park, for his cabaret spot, looking and think, nah, it's a bit rough, not bothered.
I'm going to have to ask you to name the wretch, because this is somebody who turns up and throws an eyeball around young children before they think, nah, tough audience, tough crowd. That is not the
truth. Like Herschel Kretowski.
Exactly. It certainly doesn't sound like Jolson. He judges a tough crowd to be 6-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, he gets up, looks in and thinks, I don't like the look of that one.
I am not making balloon animals in front of those people.
I think you're talking about yourself.
No.
I think it's you. I think it's one of those calls that Anna Rayburn gets saying, I have a friend who has a wart on the end of his winkle. This is one of those.
I can't afford to do that, Danny.
Well, but this is a children entertainer, and you know for a fact he definitely, he's frightened of children.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, he did a job for me before Christmas covering.
Yeah.
And I said to him beforehand, look, I can't do this. I've had a bit of an accident with one of my shoulders.
Yeah.
He went along, literally looked in, and thought, sod it, I'm not doing this, don't worry, the kids went home.
The phrase sod it, of course, I think this category is now called that. Sorry, I'm going to lose it, but because the other fella said, I went in, he gave us £20, sod it. He goes along with the children, and suddenly looks at the kids and sod it. I was off! That's a superb one. This is hats off to Paul Merson. We're asking if you know someone, or you yourself personally, have a more relaxed attitude towards work than Paul Merson. If you've got someone, also, we're looking for places where you can hide in your workplace, because Paul Merson hid in New York, which is a bit elaborate, but maybe it's not always the stationary cupboard. There may be somewhere absolutely foolproof. You want to ring us up and say, I've got the best one. I can always say, you know, it's like these people say, I'll do a tea run, and that just means they're going to sit outside.